Live Oak Mysteries presents Sammy Keyes and the Hotel Thief by Wendolyn Van Dronen. Prologue. Grams told me my binoculars were going to get me into trouble. I just didn't believe her. See, Grams worries. All the time. About the way I dress and the food I eat, about me getting home on time, and especially about nosy Mrs. Graybill seeing me come and go. It's not like I try to upset her. I try real hard not to. It's just that somehow Grams winds up worrying and I usually get blamed for it. So when she'd see me looking out the window with my binoculars and say, "Samantha Keyes, you mark my words, those things are going to get you in a big heap of trouble someday," I'd just say, and keep right on looking. I figured it was just Grams doing some more worrying about nothing. That is, until I saw a man stealing money from a hotel room across the street. And he saw me. 1. It's not like I was trying to get into trouble. And it's not like it was my fault I was stuck inside the apartment. If it was anybody's fault, it was Mrs. Graybill's. Mrs. Graybill lives down the hall and has to be the nosiest person who ever lived. I swear, she's got nothing better to do than to stand by her door waiting for someone to do something she doesn't think they're supposed to be doing. Graham says she's just a bitter old woman, but when I ask why she's bitter, Graham doesn't seem to have much of an answer. She usually just shrugs and says, "It happens to people sometimes."